Grammy Award-winning pianist Robert Glasper is the mad scientist at the center of the Robert Glasper experiment. For years, making a living as a jazz musician has been tough, but artistically, these are great times with the convergence of world musical styles and artists and the interest of pop musicians in the richness of jazz. And Robert Glasper is thrilled to be at the center of it all. His latest album is called Art Science. He says it's a musical mutt, the product of the intense mixing that can only come when you leave the world and spend 2 weeks camped out in a studio with your bandmates.
I told them, don't worry about genre, don't worry about vibe, don't worry about what it's supposed to sound like, how it's going to fit with the next song. Everybody just write songs. And we would write songs separately, and then we would finish each other's sentences and write songs collectively and do all these things. And it became an album sound that I have never heard. You know, definitely some pop influence in there, some R&B influence, some hip-hop influence, some trap influence, definitely some 80s.
I listened to it, and, you know, Esperanza Spalding's new album is like this Hendrix, Prince kind of hip-hop jazz thing. I mean, it's really wide.
Yeah.
Wide net.
Totally. And I grew up with a wide net, with that eclectic musical library. My mom was a musician and singer, and she loved all kinds of music, you know, so I got hip to all kinds of music at an early age. That kind of just started from there.
Back in the 70s and 80s, I mean, you're either a bebop guy or you were like a fusion guy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, there was no real intersection.
Right.
And I always felt that some of the stuff that Weather Report was trying to do was really great, but people were just either trying to commercialize them. And
Zawinul
was often his thing, and Pastorius is a very troubled fellow.
Mm-hmm.
But it feels like that whole spirit is back.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
But it's more connected to the people.
Exactly. That's a very good observation. That's exactly what the vibe is, kind of. I never looked at it that way, but I even looked at it in a kind of a Steely Danny kind of way, you know what I mean? Where it is connected to a few more things, but that's kind of the vibe I take away from it.
Can you perform this stuff?
Yeah. It was great.
Yeah.
It went really good. Yeah. And we added some instruments to the band because on the album we actually added a guitar player. And we don't normally have guitar in our band, but I wanted a different sound, a different color on this record. So we added a guitar player to the band. So he actually did the show with us. My guitar player and my Mike Severson and my DJ, Jahi Sundance, they both did it with us. So it was great having those extra colors and vibes.
How do you write for that kind of an ensemble?
Well, for my DJ, the good thing about Jahi is, his dad, he comes from a jazz background. His dad's Oliver Lake. And Jahi also played saxophone in high school and stuff. So he's very, very in touch with the music in more ways than the average DJ is. So I love Jahi because when I have him there, he either just adds soundscape stuff, like he'll add like a train sound or the sound of wind, you know, just stuff that fits in the space where it doesn't overtake it, but it just fits in there. He's not over there scratching all day. I'm not a big scratch guy, you know, or he'll add somebody saying some poetry or just add somebody saying something that has something to do with the song we're doing, you know, and he'll do it. And without us having to talk, he'll just feel a moment and jump in the moment. And that's what I love about him. And it's different every night, you know what I mean? He'll just feel the moment, jump in the moment. I never like to know exactly what's going to happen. I get bored.
You know what I mean?
So
you can't be an improviser.
Yeah, exactly. So I love having loose ends, like not sure how we're going to start the tune, not sure how we're going to end it. I love that because it lends itself to stumbling across something cool, you know?
Big rack of keyboards or just the regular piano?
I have three keyboards. You know, I use two keyboards and a Rhodes. That's pretty much it. And then Casey Benjamin, my guy who plays the vocoder and the saxophone and all that, he has this big rack of stuff. I don't even know what you call it, but he has a plethora of sounds. So I love mixing, you know, the electronic sound with, I love acoustic piano. So one of my keyboards just stays on acoustic piano sound. I love the sound of just the raw acoustic piano and the Rhodes rubbing up against a bunch of electronic sounds and stuff. You know, I like that mixture.
What's your grand ambition that everybody tells you no?
My grand ambition that everybody tells me no.
Yeah.
My band doesn't. They don't let me rap.
Really?
Yeah, they don't let me rap on stage. As soon as I start rapping, the band just drops out. They literally stop playing, and so one of my ambitions is to actually be able to kick a rhyme or two on stage and feel confident in it, you know?
Yeah.
Because my band's not, they don't have my back, I don't feel so confident. And you start looking at me and be like, he's not confident anymore. Now I'm rhyming a cappella. There's no beat behind me, and it gets weird.
Well, tell me, what track?
Maybe No One Like You. No One Like You is a song that I started writing, and then I had Casey help me with some of the lyrics. He's a very good lyricist.
I've been searching for a long time, and I can't find no one like you. I've been searching for a long time, and I can't find no one like you.
It's kind of influenced by Sting, The Police, without even realizing it until after I did it. And I was like, wait a minute, this sounds like something Sting would do. And not to mention, when I was at the White House, I had just got to hang out with Sting there for a while, actually. We were all in this room, and me and Sting and Pat Metheny got a chance to just kick it for like an hour, just us.
What's that?
It was really cool, yeah.
That is really cool.
And so maybe from that, you know, it made me write that. I don't know. I love that song, and I feel like it encompasses who we are as a band, you know, because we take solos on the song, and it kind of goes different directions, but it has this, like, Police 80s feel that I love. I love the 80s. I love 80s music. I think it's my favorite era of music, which is why we did Human as well, you know, Human League.
I'm only human, a flesh and blood, I'm me.
Actually, funny thing, when I did Human, and when the album came out, Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis were the producers of Human, for the Human League. They produced the song. The day the album came out, or the next day, Jimmy Jam tweeted me and said, I love your version of Human.
So many times I looked and saw your face. Nothing could change the way I feel. No one else could ever take your place.
And he added Human League on the tweet, and that made my day. That was the highlight of me doing that album, to have Jimmy Jam tweet me and say he loved what we did with it.
Robert Glasper is a jazz pianist behind the Robert Glasper Experiment. His latest album, Art Science, is out now.